Okay. Shalom Aleichem, everybody. So we were just talking about Tosfos's question about Nemanus Isha, right? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that because Chamit Rabbanan, Hemnu Rabbanan Drabbanan, which implies, inescapably, that if B'digas Chamit was Doraisa, then they wouldn't be Nemanos. And then the kasha everyone asks is, but, well, of course women are Neman B'Yisurim, as Tosfos says, Avagat B'chol Dabar should be Yad Men Nino Lid Nashim Avadim Afim Midoraisa, the Maisim Chol Yom. Everyone asks for Maisim Chol Yom, that a woman is a Echad Neman B'Yisurim. So, we said there are two basic drachim you could take in answering this question. One was the Derech of Tosos and many others. One was the Derech of Tosos and many others. 1 second. Agav, I'm not going to go back to this on the board. Remember, we had three ways of reading the Yerushalmi. I think on the board, I had not committed myself which way Tosos reads the Yerushalmi, but I noticed that Tosos and Erevin, Dafkun Chesem Beis, read the Yerushalmi the same as the Rush. So if you want to know how Tosos reads the Yerushalmi, at least in the parallel in Erevin, he reads the same as the Rush, and that's probably what he means here as well. But let's look at this question. Says Tosos and many, many Rishonim, Tosos and the majority of Rishonim, I would say, that women are Neman Bisurim, Edech and Neman Bisurim, Bein Ish, Bein Isha. I understand when it comes to Dini Mamanos and Ein Davar Shem Erev Pachas Mishnayim, there you need men. But when it comes to Yisurim, everyone's equally Neman. Also, why here are they not Neman? Bid'oraisa. So, we said there were two basic mahalchim, right? Here's the stira, what do you say? Pesachim, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, which says, Isha, Eina Nemenes, Megabe, Iser D'oraisa, versus Maisim B'chol Yom, that Isha is Nemenes. One approach was that the fundamental rule is that Eid Echad, the rule is Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin, Bein Ish, Bein Isha. Okay, that was the first derech. In which case, it's Nicha Maisim Chol Yom. What do you do with the R? So, yeah, so here you had Tosos versus some of the other Rishonim. This is the last thing we put on the board. Tosos and a few other Rishonim said Tosos that here, this case is special because, as Tosos says, there's a specific suspicion. The suspicion is that it's Dabar of Tirchan, Dikduk, Harbe, Dikduk Gadol, and therefore, even though you're definitely certain, you can have a specific reason why you're suspicious in a specific case. Of course, Halal can have that. And therefore, in a Doraisa, they wouldn't have relied on her based on the Yerushalmi, as the question is, Kidemuchaf Yerushalmi, Shema first nation, Nasamaslani, you're saying. Okay, again, he's not saying that the Muchaf Yerushalmi explicitly means Muchaf Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says this is why they're only Neman because it's the Rabbanan. The Yerushalmi does have the Lashon, or the Yerushalmi thinks they're not Neman at all, like the Rush. But clearly, the Yerushalmi thinks the factor of Atzlani Yosheim is important. So Tulsa says that a nemanos in a daraisa bidavar sheyesh bo tircha vitzarech dikto gadol. When the smag of the Maram Chalava continue along the derech of Tosos, they add that, no, even tircha and dikto gadol, we don't think they're going to be liars, right? Meaning even if someone's a little lazy, from Yidden here, we're not talking about chilonim. And it doesn't matter what your gender is, even though Neman is Bisur. So they're not from Yid. So even if a from Yid is a little lazy, they're not going to lie and give you an Isser. So the Smag and the Mar Chalava add, which Tosos might or may not agree with, that and it could be an honest mistake, or maybe not honest, but it could be a nugiah type of mistake. You can make an excuse, because after all, the point is to search for chametz. Everyone knows, I mean, maybe I'm the only person who has any laziness in him, but sometimes when you have to look for something and you're a little lazy, what do you say? You don't say, I'm not going to do it. You don't say, I'm going to be a liar. You say, oh, I'm looking, but I don't have to look here because I'm sure it's not here. I don't have to look there because I'm sure it's not there. And you can make excuses. Obviously, said, yeah. And you can make excuses. Okay, so there's a specific chashad here, and therefore, generally, in Ephanem Bisurim, here there's a specific chashad, which in the Raisa would have made us be choshek. But in Drabban and Ravatir, the other approach we saw was the first day in Rabbi David and the Ritva, which is the Yerushalmi according to the Meiri, right? The first day in the Rabbi David and the Ritva, which is the Yerushalmi according to the Meiri, who say that and the Yerushalmi, it's one of the 5 or 6 days in the Meiri Kedar Kodesh, but this is the Meiri's tribe of Yerushalmi that we have in the border over there. They say that, nope, Nashim Nemanos Afilu in Bedikas Chametz Paisa Midoraisa. Oh, why does our Gemara say it's only Drabbanan? So here, the Rabbi Nadav said, no, the part that says only Drabbanan is specifically referring to Ketanim, not to Noshim, and the Ritva says it's talking about Avodim and Ketanim, not to Noshim, and the Meiri brings down. Give me half a second. Give me a second. Hold on a second. The Meiri brings down here. Yeshem note Loshim Avodim Uktanim Adin Kain. Well, Noshim Af Beisur Torah Nemanos, and argument is only about Avodim Uktanim. And then he says the Deir Shlishis, which is that Avodim are like Noshim, and it's only about Ketana. So he brings down both of these deos. This is the second and third day, if you are counting. So says Rabbi David. And the Meiri in the third day says our sugya is only about Ketanim, and says the Ritva and the Meiri, there fundamental disagreement about Avodim in the second day, he brings up both these days, that our sugya is only about Avodim Uktanim, but Noshim are not part of our sugya at all. Okay, so you could say, this is most Rishonim say, women have totally modest to be serene. Either our sugya was never talking about women in the first place here, it was only about Ketanim, or only Avodim Ketanim, or like Tosfos and many Rishonim, and many other Rishonim end up agreeing with Tosfos, that our sugya is denying the nemanos of Nashim, but only in a very specific case because of a very specific chashad, not as a general rule. That is
maybe the Tosfos told that this is that the parish of the Yerushalmi that it means that it's chazik isura, and that's the general machlokas between Rishonei, Svara, and Eshkenaz.
No, because then it wouldn't make a difference men and women. In a Hanavi, Tosfos here is merames to the general
achlokas. No, I'm saying that Rabbeinu David and the Ritva hold that they don't hold this name on a field negative chazik isura. And Tosfos holds no.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with women? Then that's about men and women. That's not going to explain our kasha about women.
Oh, you mean men would be different.
Right. They're only arguing
about women. Well, a man wouldn't.
Okay, but there's another approach as well. What's the other approach? The other approach is to say that fundamentally, women are not Naaman B'Yisurin. Right? The rule is that Ish is Naaman B'Yisurin the Lo Isha. Okay, no, maybe Edis is only for a man. After all, where else? Here it gets tricky. Meaning, there are different models of a Echad in the Torah. Where is an Eidecha Nem in the Torah besides Yisurin? Anyone tell me where an Eidecha was Nem in the Torah besides Yisurin?
Nida. Nida.
So no, that's an Isser. Sota, right? Daniel says Sota. What do we mean by Sota? The Eidim. But you only give the Sota the water to drink, the trial by ordeal of May Sota, if there's no Eidim whatsoever. If there's one aid that says what happens, then even though that one aid is not Naaman and Bezdin to kill her, etc., but if there's one aid that says what happens, you don't do the Mesota. And there it's clearly Bain Ish, Bain Isha. Okay, what else goes together with Sota while we're on the topic? Another a ritual that you only do if there's no Aidim, but if there's one aid, even though you can't convict anyone, you don't do the ritual? What other ritual? What?
Shua Seidecha?
No, that's not
Egla Rufa.
Egla Rufa, right? Sota and Egla Rufa are two rituals we do if we don't know the Metzias. And both of those, if there's an aid, we don't do the ritual. And in those cases, Bein Ish, Bein Isha. So there's precedent when the Torah talks about one aid, it's Bein Ish, Bein Isha. On the other hand, where else do we find Eidechem in the Torah, of course? All over, Choshen Mishpat. What is an Eidechem in Choshen Mishpat? The Gemara Tachta doesn't say what gender kind, what type of aid, which gender aid is Mechayiv Shvua, but all the Rishonim that I've seen, maybe there's someone obscure who I'm missing somewhere, but all the Rishonim I've seen and the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim all say only a man, because it has to be that two would be Mechayiv Bamon. Okay, so we do find precedent in the Torah that when there's an Eidech, it has to be a man Shvua. Press in the Torah, Eid Echad could be any gender, right? Sota and Egla Rufa. So where does Yisurim go? So most Rishonim say, Yisurim is Bain Ish, Bain Isha. However, maybe the rule is that Ish is now going to be served below Isha. If so, how do we explain the Maisim Chol Yom? So here, the Ritva and the Rashba in Ksubas bring down this day. I couldn't find any name, anyone who's willing to put their name to it. You know, it's like anonymous graffiti here. Right, the Ritva and the Rashba quote a day and say he's totally wrong. And the Me'iri in his first day here, the first day he quotes here, but again, it's not a name, not even a nickname in the Me'iri, right? The Me'iri uses nicknames, then we know the code words, what it is. Here it's just, he has, his second day is Yesh Notin Ladas Acheres, his third day is Yesh Gandas Shlishis, his fourth day is Yesh Machriyam Ladas Acheres, his fifth day is Yesh Machriyam Lidas Acheres. His first day is Yesh Mehem Notim Lidas. So the Me'iri's first day here, and the Yesh Omer and the Rit from the Rashba and Ksubas. I put the Rit here on the sheet, but the Rashba there for me, more or less same thing. Take a crazy diuk from, Ksubas. Here they say, Nicha, a woman's not named Doraisas. Oh, what do you mean? I eat the meat at home, that's a Shiloh Doraisa. And the Shana Ketikunim, I eat the fruits and vegetables, also Shiloh Doraisa, Trumus Maitus, etc., etc. So, says this Yesh Omrim, he's been dying. According to this Yesh Omrim, I don't know who he is, because no one puts their name to it, and no one agrees with them, to the best of my knowledge. I haven't found anyone agrees with them. I've looked around a lot. But they make an interesting deal. The Gemara in Ksubas has two cases of a woman who gets divorced without a ksuba. That's called Das Moshe. What's a case where she violates Das Moshe, means violates the Torah? Either she feeds him trade food, non-maisered food, tefel, or she sleeps with him and she's in Nida. So the Gemara asks in both cases, how do we know? What's the case? Meaning, think about it. If she said, here, I'm feeding you trade food and I'm sleeping with you and I'm in Nida, and he said, Chaim, Seder. Then they're both Rishayim, Bein Adon Lamakom, but he has no taina to take away her money. What do you mean? I eat treif and you eat treif. Right? Some zog chilomi. All of a sudden they say, I'm divorcing you and I'm confiscating your money because you eat treif. No, I mean, they're Bein Adon Lachamir, they're in the same boat. So what's the case? If he knew it was treif, then it's his fault. If he didn't know it was treif and Nida, then how does he know now all of a sudden? So the Rabbi case says, it was a case where he only found out later. How do you find out later? Either she told him, which rabbi, going in those days, took up Trumas or Maestros, and then he found that it was a lie by checking, or she told him which rabbi, Paskin, that the Kesem was Tohar, and then he found out later by checking. But, so that's a parallel. But in the language, there's a slight difference. What's the slight difference? When it comes to the need that says, hey, he dummy, he did yadaban nifrosh, if he knows, it's his fault. He shouldn't have slept with her. If he doesn't know, he should have relied on her. As it says, how do we know that the woman can count for herself and rely on her? So by Nida, it phrases the question as, if he knows, he knows, and if he doesn't know, believe her. By the Meiser, how does it phrase the question? If he knows, then he shouldn't have eaten it. And if he doesn't know, then how can he find out later? What's the diuk? By Nida, it says, if he doesn't know, rely on her. By food, it doesn't say, if he doesn't know, rely on her. So what does this say? Shomer Medayik? Taka, he can rely on her by Nida, but he can't rely on her by food. That's a tremendous chiddush. You mamish, forget about Edechonem Bisur in the Shumer for Moshek and a woman, her husband was a Mashkiach and died, and now she's no pardon, so she's a Mashkiach in the factory. You know? Aaron, tell me, a woman Mashkiach in the factory. Aaron, tell me, can you go home and trust that you can eat the food your wife cooked? Says Yishomim, no. You can only trust her on Nida. You can't trust her that the food she cooks is kosher. That is a big chiddush. Why? Because the Xeris Akasa by Nida. Unlike Tosos and Gittin, we learned Gittin last year, right? What is Tosos saying Gittin of Bezim and Bez? That from the Xeris Akasa of the Safala Nida, from there we extrapolate and learn that Edach and then be sure and call Tar Kula. It's an example. Says the Yishomim, no, it's a Xeris Akasa simply by Nida. Only by Nida we trust her, not anything else. And why? He says, perhaps because everything else you could ask for other testimony. But Nida, no one else could know but her because it's in her body. So what does this Yomer say? He says something crazy. He says you can't trust your wife's kashrus because she's pasul eidos. This is the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva and the Rashbas. Chronological order in Subos and the first day in the Meiri here. What do they say? They say Taka, she's really not Neman. No, a woman's possible Eidos, she's not Neman Bisurin. Oh, what about Maisim Choyom? He says, no, the Maisim Choyom can't believe her. He denies the Maisim Choyom.
Rabbi, doesn't the rabbit say the same thing here?
Can't eat your wife's food. No. If you want to eat your wife's food, she has to bring you a man to testify that it's kosher. Okay, you understand why no one agreed with this. You know, this is not a matter of hashkafa or sensitivity or anything. It's just like, we all know that's not what Jews have done, you know, for thousands of years. We all know that's not how it works. You know, it's against every single Jew's lifestyle. But that's what the Yesh Omrim says. So the Meiri says only if it's a cheskas iser, but still, meat is a cheskas iser, and produce is a cheskas iser. Almost all food is a cheskas iser, right? And the Meiri. So that is crazy. Let's say ain perisha nachon. And his main taina, I think, is ma'isa b'chol yom, right? Ma'isa b'chol yom. Shamkala. Okay, that's a little too crazy. So can you rescue this idea that a woman is not Naman Bisurim? So here, there's a famous Hasagas HaRaivit here. The Raivit has a tremendous lumdus here. What's the lumdus of the Raivit? The Raivit on the Rift. Technically, I don't know if I should have said Raivit on the Rift. It's not Hasagas the Raivit on the Rift. The Raivit wrote Hasagas on the Rift and wrote Hasagas on the Balmor. Right? So the Raivit wrote sort of two different works on the bottom of the Rift. Sometimes he argues on the Rift. That's Hasagas HaRaivit on the Rift. And then the Ramban defends the Rif in the book called? Chomes Hashem. He defends the Rif against the Balmor. What's he called the book? The standard Shas. Sometimes you see a Sefer as a plus. Okay, here, it's not the Raivit attacking the Rif. It's the Raivit attacking the Balmor. No one, the Ramban's not interested in defending the Balmor. Okay, so the nickname for the Raivit's book attacking the Balamor is Kasim Sham. I'm sure he didn't call it that because he always talked to Kasim Sham. But what does he say here? Says the Raivit. He's attacking the Balamor here. The Balamor is pretty innocent. This is not like a special shita of the Balamor. The Balamor was just like copying over the Gemara. one of the more say copying over the Gemara. He says, "Asum nashim avadim ketanim va'amri anan bedaknuha." The nashim avadim come and say, "Ketanim ke is come and say we did the bedika." And that's basically what it says in our Gemara, right? It says, "V'hachmai sin mosal lo badik v'kamri hani badkine." But that can also, right? I understand that. I understand, right? Why does it say explicit? Yeah, clearly in the beginning of the Gemara, by the it sounded like okay, but at the end, we only care at the end of the Gemara, right? At the end of the Gemara, so the Balamor is just reading our Gersim in the Gemara. So the Balamor, why the Ravid attacks him? Why does the Ravid attack him? He says, no, the case is not where the Nashim Avadim Ketanim said we did because Chametz. If they had said we did because Chametz, there would be Neman even in Doraisa. Rather, the case is, says the Ravid, no, I feel a bit of rice with their Naaman, and Somcha, and Nashim, etc., etc. But what's the case here? Hacha lo darmi anan but bidaknuha. El darmi bodily man who somewhat did bidika. Gabi ages vade in Somchim. Says the Ravid, here he makes a lumdish chiluk. Says the Ravid. Right? He says, no. There's two ways to believe someone. There's Eidos, and there is Cheskes Kashrus. Right? Or what he calls Eidos versus, that's basically, I don't know if he...
Hakol Chavir Mitzvah Mitzvot.
But that's what he's saying. He's also Hakol Chavir Mitzvah Mitzvot. So everyone's covered by mitzvos. Mikem Shem Oskam, and mitzvos they're doing. Ad She Yechashtu. Unless they're chashad, meaning everyone's considered trusted their mitzvahs that they're doing. That's what's called, we'll call it cheskes kashrus, right? There's cheskes kashrus and there's eidos. If you ask, does a woman have eidos? No, a woman doesn't have eidos. Does a woman have cheskes kashrus? Well, she has cheskes kashrus. She's a good person. She doesn't have eidos. What's the difference between cheskes kashrus and eidos? Cheskes kashrus is about what you do. That's cheskes kashrus. Eidos is telling us what other people do. Your business is cheskes kashrus. Do you lead an Orthodox lifestyle? Are you a frum yet? Do you do mitzvahs? Yes. You're doing mitzvahs, not eidos. That's the chab of the right thing. Someone doing the right thing is not eidos. That's better than eidos. That's cheskes kashrus. You only need to come on to eidos when you're telling us what third parties do. Right? If you're a mashgiach in a factory and tells what the factory does, that's already eidos. And nothing with you. You're talking about other people. When you're talking about yourself, you don't need eidos for that. That's better than eidos. That's cheskes kashrus. And that's the Ravid's lumdish chiluk. Says a woman has cheskes kashrus, but not eidos. What does he say? He says there's a fundamentally different okepta. What does Ravid say? Here it is. Things that she did, right? Here she's testifying about her own actions. Here, she's testifying about someone else's observance. About someone else's observance, this is the gather of Eidos, and she's not an Evenis. Women are possible Eidos. But about what she does herself, that's not... her testifying about someone else. I mean, what happens here? I rent an apartment from Ari. I want to know if he did the deco or not. It's his apartment and I'm living there. A woman, whoever the woman is, right? Doesn't say who the woman is. Even the one's Ari's wife. She's not really a party to this, right? She has nothing to do with this transaction, right? And certainly a stam woman. A woman comes and tells me Ari did the deco. That's eidos. In eidos, there's no nemanus of eidos. That's a formal thing called eidos. But if a woman says, what do you mean? I live here. I did B'dikas Chametz. I'm a from Yid. Then we believe her. She's a from Yid. She did B'dikas Chametz. Not just called Cheskes Kashrus or Chavivers. This is a getter of Cheskes Kashrus. Then, Yishlach Cheskes Kashrus. As he says, HaKol Chavirim Eitz Al Mitzvah. This is a Chazokah. It's a Chazokah that from people act from. You want to know, isn't it a Chazokah people don't lie? About other people? No. That's not the realm of chazaka. That's the realm of eidos. Eidos is when you're testifying about something besides yourself. Like in Beis Din, right? If I come in and talk about my own money, either to Das Baldin or it's Taina or whatever, that's not Eidos. Eidos, when you talk about other people's, that's the Chap of the Raivid, to differentiate between Cheskes Kashros, or as he calls Chaveros. And Eidos, a woman has Cheskes Kashros, and that's Maisim Choyom. Who says Maisim Choyom, the woman's the Mashkiach in the restaurant? That's not Maisim Choyom, so Moshe said you could. Oh yeah, Moshe didn't hold like the Raivid. But wasn't Maisim Choyom, Maisim Choyom, that you ask a woman if someone else sells kosher? That's not Maisim Choyom. Okay, so we don't pass like the Raivid, so we say you can, but that's not Maisim Choyom. Maisim Choyom is the woman cooks food and she puts it on a plate and you eat it. That's Cheskes Kashrus, that she cooks kosher food, not that she testifies about other people's business. So therefore, there's no steer whatsoever based on the sharp chiluk between Cheskes Kashrus and Eidos.
Right, would that be derived and also say that
no, if it's her kesem, she'd be believed.
What if
that's her keeping Hilchas Nida.
Wait, what if she's testifying about another kesem that was tied her kesem? That's her testifying about.
No, but it doesn't matter. She's saying that I am Tahora. That's still considered her.
Okay.
It's her blood or not blood. That's still her. That's still considered what her doing. What she wouldn't have believed is to say Ploni Chacham was attired the kesem of my neighbor. Which is, okay, that's against the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch says that if a woman is a Shota, then another woman is Matar of Reel Chaznida and does B'dikas and checks them, etc., etc. And that's where the Rebbe would disagree. But that's okay. The Rebbe's allowed to start Shulchan Aruch. Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's why he disagrees with the Rebbe. What's the Okimta? The Okimta is... He has to make an okimta in our sukkah. His okimta is bodik lay mandahu, that's exactly what he says, not lo badaknu. Right, which is exactly why he disagrees with the balor. He has to make an okimta in our sukkah. Not such a crazy okimta in our sukkah. Meaning, as whoever was just pointed out, in the beginning of the sukkah, it sounded like the question was whether the man did it. And now, that's why he says, go ask him whether he did it. So at the end of the sukkah, it's the question whether the man did it. The woman's not coming saying, I did it. The woman's just coming and saying, you know, I have information about someone else.
Could you also say another difference?
Okay, sorry, Rashi switched the middle of the sukkah, maybe because he had the girsa of Batkini, which is Badakni. But the Raivid didn't have the girsa. You know, when it comes to these gears like Batkine versus Badak, etc., you know, these are, you can't be assume that Old Rishonim is a gear. So sorry, Morty.
Yeah. Can't you make a different difference? We have this in other times, like the Shomronim and stuff. If it's relevant to them or not, a woman in her house would be worrying more about her kashas because she's going to end up eating it. The Bedikas Chametz in the house, he said, that's my husband's problem. Whether he has to do it, not do it, if it's there, if he has to do Bedika, I don't have to do Bedika. He has to do Bedika, so it's not my business.
Uh-huh. So I think something at least very similar to that is what the Tosos Rid says. Right? The Tosos Rid, I think, is almost the exact same thing as the Raivid. Did you put the Tosos Rid here, Morty? Let's see. I'm sure you did. Says the Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid says he's mechavin to, I don't think he had a right, but he's mechavin to almost the same thing as the Raivid. Well, how does he say this? Chiluk, he says, et cetera, et cetera. Give me a second. Says, let me find the phrase. One second, sorry. Et cetera, et cetera. Maybe I'm missing this paragraph. let me just find the whole text because I thought there was a clearer line than Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid is clearly saying almost the exact same thing as the Raivid. Okay, if you were me, Here we are. Tosafot Ritz is in the end. Look at my little loose leaf here. Says the Tosafot Rid. He says v'yesh l'tareitz didavka b'milsa derami alei mehemni. Similar to what Morty said, something that's their halachic responsibility. They're believed about, not whether they do it or not, whether it's their halachic responsibility or not. Milsa derami alei mehemni is their responsibility. They would be believed about, like nida and maestros from their food and challah, etc. I've obmediated lo rami alayhu, but something that's not their responsibility. Go b'dikas chametz. That was someone else's, even if they did it themselves. But it's not their responsibility. They just volunteered to help out someone else. Then midoraisa, you wouldn't be. They wouldn't be believed. So I think this is at least similar to, says the Rid. It's clearly the same lumdus. He doesn't use the phrase of chaverus versus edus like the Rav does, but it's clearly the same lumdus. He just says that this is milsa.
Maybe it just has to do with her understanding.
Allah, and this is milsa deramya Allah. Something it's her responsibility. Obviously, what the Rid means, that's Cheskes Kashrus, that she does her responsibilities. Something that's not.
Be made,
he just says, it's not, oh, give me a second. Just the Rid says, it doesn't matter whether she did it or talked about other people. It matters whether it's her chiyuv, someone else's chiyuv. Her chiyuvim, of course she's believed about that, being a from yid. That's Cheskes Kashrus. Other people's chiyuvim, even if she says she did it herself, since it's other people's chiyuvim, that's only to get her edus. After all, it's not Cheskes Kashrus, you do other people's chiyuvim. And therefore, she's possible edus, but I think that it is. I think that he's going the same direction as the Ravid. He's just drawing the line differently. The Ravid says, Cheskes Kashrus is what you do. Edus is what you talk about other people. And the Rid says, no, Cheskes Kashrus is what's your responsibility. Edus is what's someone else's business, whether you claim to do it yourself or not. The only difference is, even if you claim to do it yourself, if it's not your business, then that's only begeder edus, because it's not really your business, and therefore he doesn't have to change the gersa. Right? He doesn't need the okimta, because he'll say, no, even if the woman said she did it herself, but since she wasn't supposed to do it, she doesn't have to do it. It's not her halachic responsibility to do it. It doesn't affect her halachically. It's just volunteering someone else's business. That's begetter edus. That's not begetter her own cheskes kashrus.
Why
should it be on her? Her husband is the chum on that. First of all, who says she's the wife for the holder? In any case, let's assume, right, her husband is the chum, it's not her. Why would she even Isra Balyura? Come on, she comes to Isha Kanabai. If she's married to him, and if she's not, she's just a stranger, right? It doesn't say if she's the wife of the owner or not. But even if she's the wife of the owner, Al Pi Alocha, right, I know nowadays our minhag Ashkenaz is different. It's yishlo to the same shava, etc. No, but I'll pi halacha of the Gemara. Well, her property belongs to her husband, right? So she, why would she violate anything? It's not her responsibility. It's not her house. It's not her home. It's not her anything. Okay. Interesting question about modern day times, right? But this the Gemara was not in modern times. Okay,
Rabbi.
No, but who says she's living there? It doesn't say she's the tenant.
Right.
Correct. If she was the tenant, it might be different. But Lahore, she's not the tenant. Lahore, the tenant's coming in and asking the woman. He's not asking his wife who he brought with him. He's asking the woman who was there beforehand, right? Meaning, it doesn't make sense that the tenant comes with his wife and kids. He's not going to ask his own wife and kids. They just showed up now. How would they know? He has to ask the woman who was here yesterday, right? So, it's not someone living there. Yes. Who wants to ask a question?
Rabbi, can't you understand the Ravid in a different context? I don't believe her because of her Cheskes Kashrus. I know because of her Cheskes Kashrus. I'm the one who's making the decision. I'm not believing her.
You're right. That's what I meant to say. It's not that we believe her. We don't believe her. It's just that we know she did the right thing. Yeah. You're saying very well. Maybe I wasn't clear enough about that. That here the question is. It's her word. It's believing her. Believing her? Nope. Woman's not named Visurin. Here, the issue isn't believing her. It's that we know what she did. That's what Joel's saying. That's the point. She has known about us. We don't believe her. But, Aronson, do you think the sun will set tonight? Yes. Why? Because you believe the sun that it will set tonight? Because the sun told you? No, because you know how it works. Right? Right? There's believing and there's knowing how things work. Right? You know the sun will set because that's how suns that's how suns work, etc. You know that a from woman will do her mitzvahs because that's how people work. It's not believing her. Again, it's not that she tells us we believe her. She tells us we don't believe her. It's that chaveras. She doesn't have to tell us. We know. I know. Maybe technically she has to, but it's not that we believe her. It's just that we know that she did it because of Cheskes Kashrus. You're right. That's exactly the chiluk of the Raifit. She never has.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Tosfot Red says that she could be made idah that somebody else was mafresh challah. I understood it more as similar to what you're quoting from Rabbi Rosenzweig last year, having to do with how familiar she is with the mitzvah and how if she's unfamiliar, she'll more likely not do it seriously.
You mean it's more of a specific shot if it's not her business? Yeah, no, but I understood what Rita's saying. Yeah, even if she says someone else took off challah, but if it's her go and it's her halachic chiyuv take off challah, then even if she says someone else took off challah, we believe her because why would she eat treif? It's her responsibility. I mean, that's the case in Ksumos. You want to say that, no, maybe it's more of just a chashad, that if it's only her responsibility, then she'll understand. If not, maybe we'll close it. You're right. You could say the rid is more of just a chashad, that she doesn't, you know, really fully appreciate the sophistication of things if it's not her personal business and not alumnus of the Ravid. I'm known to think it's along the lines of alumnus of the Ravid. You're right. He doesn't say whether it's two alumnus categories or just a psychological insight. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Let me just point out that the Meiri has a few deos. We had the first, second, and third day of the Meiri on the board. He brings at least five deos in the Meiri. That without names, he brings another dea, which also would seem to fit this approach. The Meiri in his fourth dea. What does he say? He says that, again, he doesn't say, I'm going to tell you alumnus, but he's clearly assuming a woman's possible agency surim. If a woman's possible agency surim, then what about the Maisim Hoyom? So he says, no, a woman's possible agency surim, but you know what? There's other ways to get an emunus, even if you're possible agency. One of the ways to get an emunus, even if you're possible agency, is what we call mirsas, to be afraid of getting caught. If you're afraid of getting caught, even if you don't have natural nemanos, that constitutes a proof. And so what does he say? He says, when is a woman neman? When she's afraid of getting caught. Efshar la'achisha, when you could disprove her. For example, if a woman says, I brought this to Plony Kohen and he took up two Maestros. She knows you could check and ask him. She says, I brought this to Plony Rabbi and he was Matar the Kesem. She knows you could ask him. If she says, I took out the gid and the chaylev. She knows you could check if there's any gid and chaylev. You might not, but you could check if there's any gid or chaylev left, etc. She says, I salted the meat. You could check if it was salted. You could tell by tasting it if it was salted or not, etc. I said, I brought it to the shochet. Okay? You could check at the shochet. A woman is only neman if you could check. But by Bedikah's comments, there's no way to check. Oh, why? She says she did Bedikah or someone else Bedikah either way. Can't you just check if there's any chametz? No, because even if you find a piece of chametz, maybe she did bedika. You're only human. You missed something, right? What if you go to someone's house and all of a sudden, I don't know, you would some piece of furniture would shift and out would fall a pretzel on Pesach. Would that mean they didn't do bedika's chametz? No, I mean they're only human and people make mistakes. There's no way to prove someone did or didn't do bedika. So therefore, says the Meiri, that this case is davar she'i efshar lehachisha. B'dikas chametz is unique. You can't disprove her. If you can't disprove her, she's not neman d'oraisa. But most things in life where you trust your women are things which you could catch her if she's lying. Right? This is efshar lehafisha. Well, what's the principle, Lemahiri? A man's neman, whether it's efshar or efshar lehafisha. Why? Because a man has nemanus of edus. Eidos is when we trust Edom, whether they can be disproven or not. That's the whole point of Edom. If Edom say Reuven, okay, that's complicated, but let's assume we trust Edom whether you can disprove them or not. However, so a man who is Eidos, Chalos Eidos, you trust whether you can disprove or not. A woman has no Chalos Eidos. You can't trust her unless there's a different reason to trust her. What's the different reason to trust her? That she wouldn't lie if she knows that she might get caught. Right, so Pashtus, the Meir, again, he didn't say the Lundus. The Raivet is the one who says the Lundus. But Pashtus, the Meir, is the same Lundus as the Raivet, which is that she's no Eidos, but instead of Cheskes Kashrus, he just says, this is a general rule. After all, we do this with Goyim also, right? A Goy is Neman if he's afraid of getting caught. Okay, so I'm not saying it's the same standard. The Goy might need a bigger fear of getting caught because he's so far from the Torah. But the principle is that it's not called Eidos. No one would say the guy's kashrus Eidos because you believe him because he's afraid of getting caught. No, that's just a chazaka that people would not lie when they're afraid of getting caught. So this is Alpi Pashtus, not Eidos. That's not a getter of Eidos. And this is the getter of Eidos. The getter of Eidos a woman doesn't have. The getter being afraid of getting caught, that's not Eidos she has. The Meir brings a fifth day as well, which is a little tricky. All anonymous deos, says the Meiri, V'yesh machrin l'das acheres she'isha ne'menes b'isurim haregilim. A woman is ne'mon in usual routine things. So nikur basar v'rashachal, like all the kashrus. V'masha enu tadr, saying doesn't happen all the time, but because chametz, and molish yirabon ne'na modusbo, and it's only ne'mon d'rabon, if we d'raisa, she would not be ne'mon on this. So this is a, and then in, this is then in his sixth day, he brings down the Raivet. Seder, sixth day, he brings down the Raivet. That he names. Going first, means the Raivet. Okay, the fifth day is a little tricky one. Not so clear what the Svar is. Why in daily things she's Neman, but in things that happen rarely, like the Dikas Chametz, she is not Neman. What's it in daily things? And unusual things, right? Because it only happens once a year. So here, the Svara is not so clear. Anyone want to try? What's the Svara that he says, we believe her in Dereisa? This is all in Dereisa. Rabbanan, we believe her anyway, right? This is all in Dereisa, right? We're all talking about Dereisa. Why would we believe her for daily things, but not for uncommon things?
Because she knows how to do it.
She knows how to
experience.
So daily things she like takes more seriously. She understands, she relates to, she's holding in, but unusual things, there it's a matter of really trusting her. Again, it's not rocket science, but you wouldn't say she's in a pattern, right? So you wouldn't say she's in a pattern. I had this argument with Mary Miller before. He wants to say a different time. I wanted to say this similar to the Raivet, meaning, but she has a routine. The routines of life, that's not Eidos. In the routines of life, that's just a lifestyle. Chazaka, she keeps up her lifestyle. In something that happens once a year, that's already not a regular life. I mean, Mastama, everything was kosher yesterday, it was kosher the day before, it's still kosher. You know, that's a daily rhythm of life. As opposed to something that happens once a year, yeah, you couldn't say that's a daily rhythm of life. See, that's testimony. Maybe you could say that. Although it's still a little funny, meaning that's also part of the rhythm of Jewish life that we do B'dikas Chametz, etc. Maybe you were trying to say something else, that she's not holding it enough that we trust her to take it seriously, more like Tosos. You know, that of course a woman is Neman, but sometimes they don't properly understand and appreciate things. And if it's an uncommon thing, then they might not, you know, remember how seriously it is or how to do it or be properly inspired, etc. Again, psychologically, it won't go the other way also, right? We know that if you look at Jews nowadays, you know, daftar, things that happen around holidays, they take more seriously. But it could be that they don't necessarily take the details. They didn't know the details. So maybe you could see it as like a psychological reisa. Or maybe you could say that, you know, for daily things, you know, Chazal said, okay, you can rely on Nashim because you have no choice. Otherwise, how are you going to live? Things happen once a year, you can manage without. Well, it's funny because then you have to say it's all through our bottom. It's hard to imagine. It's a reisa, that's the smara. Okay, so this last...
Not a psychological reisa, just having a direct experience.
I mean, that psychological experience, right? Meaning, if something she has a lot of the experience with, she has one approach towards. Something she doesn't have experience with, she has a different approach towards. So this fifth day of the Meiri, again, he also goes to the sixth day. But that he gives a name. He says, I'm quoting the right. It's not exactly clear what his svara is. It is as far as that women are basically Naaman, but on uncommon things we think that they might not fully understand and appreciate because, you know, they're not so educated. Is it that he really thinks they're not Naaman, but on daily things there's a routine, and we can assume the routine keeps going, and that's not a matter of ethos, that's just a matter of keeping up the routine. We won't put it on the board, so we're not committing ourselves. Okay, but what do we see here?
Rabbi?
Yes.
This idea that we're saying in the Raive that a woman's believing about herself because there's this Cheskes Kasha, so I don't understand how that's going to work with the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara itself is Mesukah, whether or not Jews are believed to have checked their houses. And according to Rabbi Yerushalmi, it's an Ibayid Lo'ifshita. Now we're saying that what the Raive is saying is that a woman's believing about herself because she had the Cheskes Kasha. So when she's made about other people, we should also believe her because the person she's made about also should have a Cheskes Kasha, meaning he can't be saying that a woman has Cheskes Kasha, but the people she's made doesn't. And even more than that, the Gemara itself is Mesubik and doesn't, like, how it's hard, very hard to say that it's all about the Cheskes Kasha. The heart also has to be the fact that she's more Naaman about herself.
Right. So I think that they're talking about two different applications of Cheskes Kasha. Well, the Gemara at the top of the Amud was discussing that even if the person doesn't say anything, do we assume they check their house?
And right, there, you have to say that the fact we believe the woman met herself, there is some chashivs to the fact that she...
Hold on a second. The Gemara now has decided that Cheskas Sobaduk, meaning HaKol Chavir...
No, but according to Menor Yishonim, like that, that's just a dechia, that's meaning...
Yeah, but this line of the Gemara is within that dechia. Right? This line of the Gemara is within that... you're saying it's just dechia. It would have been the same otherwise.
Meaning I can ask the question a different way. That okay, so whoever she's being made about also has the Cheskes Kasha.
The answer is this: there's two different applications of Cheskes Kasha. One is that do we assume even if we never met the guy at all that he did bedika, even if he didn't say anything, that's an ibaya that's not explicitly ifshita in our Gemara, as you pointed out. This is all the derech tachiya, right? Here, the right would have to say yes. The question of whether we have Cheskes Kashros that everyone did a bedika, even if they never claimed to have done a bedika and they never said we knew anything about a bedika, you know, we never met the guy. Do we assume he did bedika? We never met the guy and he left. Do we assume he did bedika? That we're not sure if there's a Cheskes Kashros to go that far. But the right would say, but a Cheskes Kashros, someone who says, I know that I'm supposed to do bedika and I did the bedika, that Cheskes Kashros everyone has, meaning, that is everyone a chaver that they would do bedikas chametz even if we never asked them if they thought they should do bedikas chametz or not? That we're not sure if everyone's such a chaver. But is everyone a chaver that if they come and say, what do you mean? Of course it's my house, I did bedikas chametz. Of course I did bedikas chametz. Then chaveres everyone has. So you'd say that, yes, there's three stages. There's talking about other people's business. That's merely ethos. They're saying, look, this is my bedika that I did. And we know they're claiming that they were involved in this bedika. That's Cheskes Kashrus. Someone, for all we have no idea if they even crossed their mind if they're thinking of bedika or not, to assume they did it without them telling us anything, that's still by the Ishtar and the Gemara. So I think you just have to say, is everyone a chaver by bedika's chametz, even if we don't know if they held themselves responsible, because we never talked to them? That we're not sure if they're a chaver. Is everyone a chaver for bedikas chametz? That if they say they did it with their own hands, that we believe them, that everyone's a chaver eitzel b'digas chametz. And even that's not eidos. Even within chaveros, within cheskes kashros, I see this. You see this distinction. You could easily understand how there are two different questions. You know, is everyone, for example, everyone's a cheskes kashros? You might say not through eidos. Everyone's a cheskes kashros. That if they say, you know, I take responsibility and I meister these payrolls, we believe them. Is everyone a cheskes kashros that they passed by a field? You know, they took off meister from that field, which we have no idea if they felt connected to or not. No, lav davka. So that's the Bible Ishta. Is everyone a cheskes kashros, even if we don't know if they felt connected or not? That we're not sure. Even if we don't know if they felt responsible. But if it says, I felt responsible, I was involved in this myself, then that cheskes kashros we accept. So I don't think it's a kashros on the right. Let me just point out that this fundamental question, I admit, is a lopsided question. Meaning the fundamental hakira here is, does Eid Echad Nemisurin include women? And then you have one of these two answers to our sugya. Or does Eid Echad Nemisurin not include women? And then you have to either deny Ma'isim Chayom, which is too radical, or explain the Ma'isim Chayom based on Alam Deshchilak, that that's not Eidos, that's Chazaka, or that's not Eidos, that is Mirtat, which means, you know, being afraid of being caught. And I think the Tosfos goes to the right, but I can't promise. This fundamental question, whether a woman has the emunah of Eid Echad Nemisurin or not, seems to be a nafkamina of a fakira that I don't want to spend a lot of time on, because we just dealt with this last year in Masechet Gittin, and based on the base, for those who were here in Masechet Gittin, for those who weren't with me in Masechet Gittin, maybe you dealt with this wherever shiur you were in, if you were in YU last year, if your shiur were in Masechet Gittin. But there's a famous hakira of the Chronim about Eid Echad Nemisurin, which is, I mean, this is sort of an obvious chakira. You know, whenever you have a clear model in the Torah, Pishnayim Edim Yochum, right? Eid Echad Nemisurin doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Right? But you have a very clear model in the Torah, Pishnayim Edim Yochum Dovah. And then Chazal Darshan somehow, something else, Eid Echad Nemisurin. So your question always is this new idea that Chazal Darshan out in the Torah Shabbat Peh, is this an extension and similar to the pre-existing idea that's before the Torah of Sav? Or is this look similar on the outside, but really a completely different halachic concept? Basically, the question is, we say Echad Nemisurin, is that part of the framework of Eidos, part of the system of Eidos? This system of Eidos. Two for Mammon, two for Erva, one for Isser, one for Shmua. Right? Is it just part of the system of Eidos? Or no, they call it Echad Nemisurin, but it has nothing to do with Eidos. Eidos is one, is a formal category that the Torah gives. And this Eid Echad Nemisurin, that's not Eidos. This is just Memonis Greda, let's say. It's just saying the Torah says you can rely on people, but it's not similar to the formal power of Eidos. It's not a power of Eidos. So if they're saying, okay, you can rely on people. If it seems okay, then it is okay. This question of, basically, Chakira is Eid Echad Nemisurin similar to Eidos Mamish? Or is it not similar to Eidos Mamish, has a gazillion nafkaminas, as we pointed out last year. Let us just briefly chazer some of the nafkaminas of this hakira. If we say Eid Echad Nemisurin, basically the nafkaminas are going to be very obvious. Is it have the same halachic details as Eidos Mamish, or is it a different halachic details? Right, so for example, a famous Tosos in Machlokes, Tosos in Krisos, the Rishon Yevamos Peches, who's very explicit about this, the Rishon Yevamos Peches, do we say, there's a principle that says, when the Torah's Mammon and Eid Echad, like by Sota Negla Rufa, he counts like two. What do we mean by that practically? I mean, if one Eid comes and says something, and then later another Eid comes to contradict him, we believe the first Eid. Why? To the first eight came, he counts like two. One can't contradict two. Meaning, once the one eight testifies, now he counts like two. That's a principle we find by Sota and Egla Rufa. Do we find that principle by Echad Nemisurin Bisurin, or do we not? So this is a fundamental locus. Do we say it's Eidos Mamish, or Nemlonis Greda? We rely on him, but it's not formal Eidos. So do we say it's Eidos? One Nafkamina might be. Do we say Harehu Kishnayim? What does it mean by Rehu Kishnayim? that if another aid comes to contradict him, not at the same time, another aid comes an hour later, the other aid can't contradict him because already comes like two. So Tosus increases the Fialov assumes that he's Kishnayim. Tosus increases says, Harehu Kishnayim. But the Ritvan Yevamo says, no way. That's a Shayach to Surim. Says the Ritvan Yevamo, Harehu Kishnayim is where you would have thought you needed two, and the Torah for some reason believes one in some weird circumstance. That one counts as two. In Erechab Yisur, it's not the one counts as two. It's that you don't need Aegis in the first place. You don't need Aegis in the first place. These are the Ritvan saying, it's not the one counts as two. It's that you don't need two in the first place. Tosus is saying, no, the one counts as two. The Torah is Mechanish, the one counts as two. Tosus is saying, once the Eidavid testifies, he becomes a fact, 100% Beaver. That's what Tosus says. Come watch him in the Torah after Eidavid. If one aid comes and says, you're Chayiv HaKarban, now you're 100% Chayiv HaKarban as if two aid said so. The Torah was Mam and one aid like two. The Torah gave one aid the power of Beaver Gomer. And now, if another aid comes and says, you're Chayiv HaKarban, we don't listen to him because he's going against the Beaver Gomer. I mean, it's a funny thing. Why isn't he like Shnayim? Okay, but that's what it says in Shas, another case of context. The Ritva says, no, that's ridiculous. Says the Ritva, the Torah is not saying you need Birur Gomer and an aid is Birur Gomer. The Torah is saying you don't need Birur Gomer. When it comes to Yisur, you don't need Birur Gomer. You just need to probably have what to rely on. Okay, so you probably have what to rely on. He's not Shnayim. He's not Birur Gomer, right? So Tosus is saying he's Birur Gomer. Like to aid him. Saying, no, it's not Birur Gomer. It's not that the Torah said one aid in Isurim is a proof. So it says you don't need a proof. It's enough to just have some evidence. Right? It's another is the Hakira. Two aidim is a proof, the most classic proof in the halachic system. Did the Torah say that in Isurim one aid is a proof? That's totally increases. Or did the Torah say no? In Isurim you don't need a proof. You just need some partial evidence. And one aid is partial evidence, good enough. Some more formal nafkaminas could be. Does it have, well, another nafkamina in terms of another nafkamina could be in terms of the formal trapping of Aedos. Like, for example, can an Aed Echad retract? Can two Aedim retract? What do we call that?
Given Shehigah, Aedim Shuvah Chozer U'Magid.
Given Shehigah, Shuvah Aedim Chozer U'Magid. Right? So how about Chozer U'Magid? Says the Ramban, he treats like it's mamish. Ain't a chozer magid. No, one aid can't retract. That's treating it like eidos. But I don't know if someone does or doesn't argue on him. But you could say that maybe he can't be chozer magid. No, two aid can't be chozer magid. They're chalos eidos. But one aid's not a chalos eidos. One aid's just some evidence to base yourself on. If he retracts, then you don't have evidence anymore. Or the famous Chakira Menachas Chinuch, the Menachas Chinuch from the Sopak, right? Losane. Does one aid, Aed Echad be certain, does he violate Losane? Right? Let's say he gives aidus in a way that would damage someone. Right? For example, he says, like, I don't know, your Truma became Tame or something, right? So, and he's lying. Does he violate Losane or not? Again, if it's really aidus, the Chor would violate Losane. If not, then he'd violate being a bad person. But it wouldn't be losane. It would just be mitva sheker tirchak, we have to mocha, me groma benizikin. So this is a dion of the minchas chinuch. Is the iser losane? Is it shayach or is it not shayach? Another example could be. How much do we rely on him? Like, for example, let's say two Aedim say that this food is kosher. But I could double check. I could call the Mashgiach and check. Do I have to call the Mashgiach and check? Right? No, two Aedim said so. Why do I have to double check? No, I could look in the garbage for the wrapper. No. Two Aedim said so. What if one Aed says it's kosher, but I could check myself? Do I have to check or not? Right? One Aed says the animal's kosher, but the lungs are right there. I could look at them myself. So, Obviously, I rely on if I can't check. I start with Efshel Avara, right? We discussed it by Rob and Chazaka, right? We didn't discuss by Yerachai. What about Efshel Avara? So, our Tosos, the top Tosos in our Daf, says that what's the point of the woman saying that it was already Nivdak? And here the woman's even less than Yerachai, right? The Hab means we don't even believe her. But he said, ah, that's enough to get out of the Chiyav of Bira. Okay, Kolshkein, if an Eid Echad said, you know, Maskana, we do believe women, according to Tosas, most of the rest, etc. But Tosas and Yavamos that I put here on the current sheet, and it nine really sounds like, no, you have to double check. After Eid Echad, you should have double checked. After two Eid, we don't expect you to double check. But if you rely on Eid Echad, then you really should have double checked. Why? Because Tosas says in Yavamos, hey, Zion. I mean, is within a shaklataria, so it's a little tricky. You have to figure out if that works at the end of the shaklataria or not. But he says, this is all within the happening. The happening is that one woman is naman to say an eight is one eight is naman to say the woman's husband died because eight after be surin. So he says nonetheless, eight echad have a little meidak afi shemenu Torah. But since there's only an echad, she should have double checked. So Tosfos Yavama sounds like she's double checked. Again, that's not happening. The Gemara could always say is that only the Maskana. But Tosfos in Yavamos, Mashma, that's Sarach Lamar. And that's what he says. Two Eidim, you don't have to double check. One Eid, you should double check yourself. Okay, that makes more sense. If he's not a total beer, if he's Hasuk Shnayim, why would you have to double check? Okay, our Tosfos. Not really about 1-8. All right. Tosfos and Ardaf says, even less than 1-8, you don't have to double check. That seems to not be sheet about 8 Echad. That's sheet to that. The double check is very weak. But clearly, you would say, Ein Tzorach Levar. Another nafkamina could be, although here it's going to be a little tricky because we would have to sacrifice our Tosfosim somehow or say it's Machlokes, isn't Eid Echad Naman Yisur in all cases or only in some cases? Okay, here, this is the way, not such a Pashan Afkamina, because you might say that, no. What Archek here is once he's Naman, what's the nature of his Namanus? But you might say, if it's really like Eidos, it should be Naman across the board. If it's really just, it's not like Eidos, just enough to be Somechan, maybe it's only enough to be Somechan in some circumstances. So, you might say, let's call the Hekif. Right? Hekif is the scope. Right? Hekif of the Nemanos of an Eid Echad. If you saw it as Eidus Mamish, maybe you would say that he's Neman in all cases, which is generally the Mahalik of Rishon Esfarad. If you said, no, he wasn't really Eidus, it's not that he's a beer gummer, just that he's enough to rely on. Maybe he's only enough to rely on if we get some other stuff in Lohakel. So maybe only if there's no Cheskas Isser, or it's Biyado Lahatir, which he said a lot of time last year, meaning maybe no. If it's Mamash Cheskas Isser, and I can't be Matur, I'm not believed to say it's Matur. After all, I'm not a total pure. I'm not like to aid them. But if there's no Cheskas Isser anyway, then it's like halfway likely to be Matur anyway. Or there is a Cheskas Isser, but that Cheskas Isser, I can be Matur whenever I want. I have a Miku, it's Biyado. Then I'm Neman, this is generally a Mahalif of Rishone Ashkenaz. I understand that the, Tosfos Risas is one of the Rishone Ashkenaz. So if you put that together, you're going to have to say that one of my Nafkaminas is Lav Davka, but that, you know, I'm willing to swallow that. And
what about the other case, what about the case of Neman Lahatir? Neman Lahatir. If there's a Cheskas Heter,
But that might be a similar question about Naman last story. It's a fundamental machlokas. You're right. The fundamental machlokas in the fifth paragraph of Gittin is the Gemara says it depends on the case. Basically, the Gemara says, can I ask for your food? Can I say I saw some pour milk into your chumat or some of the time of your truma? So the Gemara says it depends if you agree or not. Machlokas Rishonim isn't that I'm fundamentally Naman, but if you disagree, then it's one against one, so I'm not Naman. Or that I'm fundamentally not Neman. But if you agree, then Hodas Baldin and Nishav Yanafshid is Neman. Meaning, what about an Anishti? What if you really don't know? Right? You, Mamish, don't know. You say, I have no idea if what you're saying is right or wrong. The Gemara is not clear. If I say your food became usher and you say no, it didn't, of course I'm not Nama. How can I be Nama? It's 1-on-1. We're both bottle and bottle. If I say your food became Nama and you say I believe you, then okay, if you believe me, then Shavya Nafshi. What if I say your food became usher and you say you have no idea? You don't have to believe me, but you don't disbelieve me. You have no idea. That's not close to be shown you. So that could also be totally on this. Could be totally some other things, but likewise, you could have a similar machlokes. 5.1. How about nemenet nemonos lasor?
I'm going to try to.
So is he nemon lasor?
Thank you.
Nemenet.
Thank you very much.
Or.
Bacha.
Ain't no nemon. Ella in Cain. Habaylim. Amina. Okay, that could also be enough. I mean, you have to see how the sheets work out. I don't remember who said what there. I apologize. But, you know, is he very strong in to be certain across the board or not? Let me just point out one thing. Maybe you could say two things. Then we'll get one thing, then we'll get back to our sugya. Perhaps you could say, although this is very locked off, it might depend on the marker. You know, it doesn't say it definitely be certain in the Torah. How do we know it definitely be certain from the Torah? How do we know it definitely be certain from the Torah?
But for Allah.
So there's many different opinions. Says Rashi and Gittin and Yevamos. Okay, says a little differently in Gittin, a little differently in Yevamos, with the same basic mahalach. Says Rashi, for example, I'm open to Yevamos here. He says,
just from Sfora, because no one would eat by anybody else.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Here it is. He says, "Dilaf hachi ein chadam ochel mishal chaveiro, ein chadam soichel bei beisam." Then you can't eat your friend's house; you can't eat in your house, right? And that's what Rashi says in Gittin as well. He says, "After all, then how can you eat anything?" So Rashi says, "Just a svara of life." Okay, Rashi in here, it's a bit of a stira, but Rashi in Chulin says, "No, there's a mocker in the Torah. The mocker in the Torah is v'shachad has been a mocker." The shachad is lashon yachid. Sounds like he shechts by himself. So how do you know he shechted? So you believe him. And Tosos in Gittin and a few other places says from the Safrala. She doesn't either by herself. So Tosos and Rashi and Chum find a makar. Rashi and Gittin Yevamos just say snar. And the Divrei Yecheskel and Ruchzin says a similar thing based on the Sifrei. Said many times. It's written in Shurim here. It says no. It's a diak from the pasuk. What did the pasuk say? Tzvi lo yakom eid echad be'ish. To say he did an Avera. Okay, what's the diok? Now, anyone know what the Gemara says the diok is? It says the Dibri Cheskel, and was very fond of he didn't know the Dibri Cheskel. He didn't learn the 20th century Gemara. But he was Medaik, this is afraid. He says, no, that's already drusha. Over here, it's not even drusha. It's just so hushed because I didn't have to darshan it. Eid Echad is not Naman for accusing you of an Avera. So the drusha is, but he is Naman to half accuse you of an Avera that you have to take a shmua. That's a drush they have to darshan. But it's so obvious that they don't even have to tell you. He is Naman to say what's awesome, what's mutter. That's not saying anyone did anything wrong. Shmua is a drusha. He's saying you stole money. Okay, so he's Naman for a shmua. Right? But over here, if it's not an oven or chatos in the first place, he's not saying anyone did anything right or wrong. He's just telling you what food is mutter, what food is aser. Then it's it. So maybe you can say this depends on the drasha. This is very lavdavka. But maybe you would say if the makor is from lo yakum avokam, like the different Yecheskel or Lechthin, an Eidach is not Nemar for this, but he's Nemar for that. You're learning from the Pasuk of two Eidim. You need two Eidim for Oven and Chatas, but one Eid for other things. So it seems already connected more to regular Eidim. Well, this is very locked off. Or if you just say that the Mokor is Bisvara, then you might say, no, this is not Eidim. It's just a Svara that people have to get by in life and they have to, you know, rely on each other. It's obviously good enough for regular life. No, if you said drasha. Here's a makor from the shachat or the safrala, and I'm not really sure what goes in between. Okay, I'm not willing to bake on this. This is all a maybe. Parsha Idos and Parsha Shoftim, that seems to put it more in the framework of Idos. If you just learn it from the way people live their everyday life, that seems to be put in that. It's not Idos, that's just everyday life. Okay, and if you learn it from a Shachar B'Safrala, I don't have anything to make of that. Obviously, what's the most obvious nafkamina is back to our sugya. What about Isha? Do you believe a woman in Eidah and Mbisur? And that's how we got started in this. So l'chor, this might depend on this Chakira. What do we mean by that? If you were talking about that it's not Eidos Mamish, it's just, you know, you have a little evidence that's good enough. You don't have to have a mirror gum or all you have to do is watch rely on it. What's the difference between a man and a woman? Okay, Tosa thinks up. Tosa thinks, etc. But in general, like, people are honest. They're all good people. You know, women are awful. So then Pasha that she's Nimitz. If it's real Eidos, then maybe real Eidos should be like Shmua. And after all, by Shmuel, woman's not Neman. I know it doesn't say that in Shas, but all the Rishonim that I found agree. So then, the truth is then you can go either way. Why do we mean you can go either way? You might say, it's real Eidos, so you need a man. Or you might say, no, it's real Eidos, but you don't need two, you need one. So you don't need a man, you can have a woman. Here, we're not sure, like even within real Eidos, once you're going down from two to one, are you also going down from men to women? No one's going to say Kitanim, etc. You know, but, or no, 2 to 1, but it still has to be a man. So yeah, we're not sure, right? But certainly, you could say possibly, she's not an MNS, and therefore the right that obviously holds like the side of the Chakira that we're talking about, really a form of formal ethos. You know, we would like him to say, fitting with that, in terms of the Afghaninos, though we have no idea what he holds about these things. So here we have a Chakira, to what extent, I'm not saying all these Afghaninos are Mokhra. You can always say, no. You really think this is a kind of real formal Eidos and a Bir Gomer, but this Nafkamina, the Torah's not Makbid on, or vice versa. But in general, I think these are the two Mahalchim looking at Eidos and Surim. And I will just end with a part of the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim doesn't quote the Minchas Chinuch. I'm not sure why. Maybe Rav Chaim didn't like quoting the Minchas Chinuch. In general, I mean, we're about to see in the next Sugya the very famous Minchas Chinuch. And a very famous Rav Chaim, who I'm talking about, at the very least, very similar things. Rav Chaim doesn't quote Minchas Chinuch. Okay, no. But the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Chaim both say a tremendous Yiddish. They say, you know what? Ish and Isha is the key. And they say there's Tzvei Dinim and Echanem Bisurin. That's a big Yiddish thing, Tzvei Dinim and Echanem Bisurin, right? I mean, we're sure to try to figure out what's the Makor. If there's Tzvei Dinim, we need two Makoros. Okay, I guess what they'd have to say is there are two Makoros. You know, we'll take more than one sheet. Maybe the Divya Teskel's right, and Rashi and Yivamas is right. They both, Minchas Chinuch and Rav Chaim, say there's Tzvei Dinim. If a man is made, that's Begeder Eidos Mamash. And if a woman is made, that's Begeder Nemanis Griga. What the Nafkamina says, Minchas Chinuch, if a man lies about Yisurim, he violates Osana. If a woman lies about Yisurim, she doesn't violate Osana. Says Rav Chaim, if a man testifies in Yisurim, he can't retract. Him, Jacob, Shimon, and Chazar Magid. If a woman testifies, she can retract. And it also says, if a man testifies about Yisurim, and this really comes from the Gemara in Sota, then he's Kishnayim. He's considered like two Edom, and you can't contradict him anymore. If a woman testifies about Yisurim, then she's only like Eid Echad, and she can be contradicted by another Eid Echad. So basically, there is a possibility here of Eish Tzvei Dinim, right? When it comes to Isha, say the Minchas Chinuch and the Grach, two dinim, both sides of the Chakir are true. And the key to the two sides of the Chakir is our sugya is women.
Is that in the stanza?
Are women Naman and Echad Yisurim or not? The answer is yes and no. They're Naman in one day, but not Naman in the other day. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, he says, an Isha is Osana, an Isha doesn't. Give me a second, says the Grach. An ish can't retract, but Isha can, and likewise says the Grach. It doesn't say this anywhere in Shas. He's comparing it to other precedents in Shas. So it could be that there's really two types of Echem Yisurin. A woman has the nemanis, the informal partial bureau type of Echem Yisurin, while a man has the formal halos edos bureau gomer type of Echem Yisurin. Therefore, by the man who would violate losonics, he's giving edos. Eid Shaka. And he can't be chozer magik, because he does, and he's considered like two from now on. Once he's accepted by a woman, no, by the woman, it's just more of a smarter everyday wife, you know, you gotta live. She wouldn't violate the Sanya because she was Nemanis, not Eidos. She could retract because she never did a Chalos Eidos. She just like gave her opinion. And she certainly wouldn't be considered like Tush. That would be her gar. She's just enough to be Somichan. So this is not the Raivid who says she has no Eidach of Bisurim, just somebody else. Even within Eidach of Bisurim, we started two possibilities. Tosos Rover showing she has Eidach and Bisurim. That's Taka Lubi Paskin. The Raivid in these weird cheetahs, she doesn't have Eidach and Bisurim at all. Here is something in between. The Mechastinach and the Rav Chaim say she does have Eidach and Bisurim, but only one type, not the same type as a man. That is a tremendous skittish. Okay, if there's any other questions.
Rabbi Rav Lichtenstein was Misupa. He said Rav Chaim in the Sefer says that about Eidus Isha, but he was Misupa whether that was true about Yisuri. Rav Chaim would agree with that.
Okay, I don't have it in front of me now. For some reason, I remember that Rav Chaim said about Eidachonem Bisurim also. But I'll double check.
I that's why Abe just commented that it's in the stencil. So that's what
I
looked.
I meant in the stencil. Yeah, correct. I meant in the stencil. You're right.
Yeah, but the paper says
that he served only in the stencil.
But that Rav Lichtenstein said that he was misupak if Rav Chaim really said that.
Okay, and Hanami, you're right. Okay, so you can be misupak whether to trust the stencil, but let's go with the stencil for now. And Hanami, let's go with the stencil for now. You're right. I only meant the stencil. I didn't mean the paper. Okay. Let's see if we could just briefly squeeze in a few more lines of Gemara. Says the next
Rabbi,
yes.
Would the opinion in Yerushalmi, according to the Rosh, be the opposite of the Ravid Svara? That Afkish is Nemenet, the injured, but not herself?
The Rosh doesn't say. I hear what you're saying, but that might depend on some other things. You have to look at her listening shear here. It could be that once we don't trust her to do it herself, basically it depends whether the reason she's named to say someone else did it is only because she could have done it herself. Then the Rush would say she's not named to say someone else did it either. Or if the reason she's named to say someone else do it is independent, that would depend. That the reason she's named to say someone else did it is because it's the yada to do it herself, amigo doing it herself or not. But you're right. If it's not because amigo doing it herself, then I think that would be very fascinating. Okay, let's quickly read.
The Teferet Shmuel says that. Lamasa, I think.
What?
The Teferet Shmuel says that. La'alafa.
Oh, says that. La'alafa. Okay. Then very good. Okay, Ibailahu says the Gemara. There's a ton of details here, which we're not going to go through all of them. We're just going to try to stick to the main idea here. Okay, I rent a house from you. You say it's baduk, and it's not baduk. Mahu, miyavik mechatosolo. Is it a mechatos or not? Can I retract or not? Toshma, the amar abaye, meaning abaye explicitly answered the question. Lo mi bayi ba'asud lo yovi agro badku nichol elinish gimimis gufeil. Fila ba'asud yovi agro badku nichol elinish gimimis mamone. And not only in a town where everyone does their own bedika, then, I rented a house, assuming that I would not have to do bedika. Now I have to go through personal physical effort to do a mitzvah. That's not a mekartos. People like to do mitzvahs. But even in a town where you hire a teenager to do bedika for you, and it's going to cost me 30 shekel, even in a town where it's going to cost me 30 shekels to hire a teenager to do bedika for me, still, I can't say make a cause because people like to spend money on mitzvos. Ah, says Rashi. But the guy says he wants to back out because he doesn't like to do it. It's a deal breaker and it's a red line for him. Must be he's lying. Really, he just found a nicer house for cheaper. And he's looking for an excuse to back out, so he claims to do the bedika, but really he's lying. Really, he doesn't mind. Jews don't mind doing mitzvos. Okay. Jews don't mind doing mitzvahs. The simple pshat of our Gemara is exactly what it says. Simple pshat of Gemara is exactly what it says, that Jews don't mind doing mitzvahs. There's a machlokes, the Rabbi David and all the other Rishonei Sfarad, bring down a machlokes, exactly what do we mean that it's not a mekach tos. Like, halacha l'maisa, what happens? I rented the house from Feigl. I rented the house from Feivel for Yunta for 1,000 shekel. And now I've spent 30 shekel getting a teenager to do bedika. So what happens? How much money do I have to pay Feivel? What are the two shitas?
30 or 0?
No, I rented for 1,000 shekel, and it's not a mekach tos, right? I have to pay. It's not a mekach tos. What are the two shekels? How much do I have to pay him? Exactly. 1,000 or 970. For those who are not good at math, try to see how it works out. Right? You don't need Torah Mada to do this math. Right? 1,000 or 970, meaning, do we say it's not a mekach tos? I really don't mind. What do we mean by nichle the kiyum mitzvah moni? I don't mind losing money for a mitzvah. Then I pay him 1,000, and I have to pay the teenager 30, and I lost 30 shekel, but I don't mind because I didn't lose 30 shekel. I invested it in a long-term investment that pays high interest and gives guaranteed returns in all of Haba. Right? I now have this chusva mitzvah for 30 shekel. That's pretty cheap. Or doesn't mean that's what most the Ran and the most Rishonim say. However, the remaining David quotes the Ramban and the Ritva says the same thing. Says no, nichle kivnis v'mone doesn't mean I to nichle me to lose money for a mitzvah. No, I'm not willing to lose money. It means nichle for me to lay out money for a mitzvah. That's a very different story. It's nichle for a person that they'll have to lay out money for a mitzvah and be reimbursed. So what does that mean? I pay this teenager 30 shekel, and then I take it off the bill, and I only get 5,970 at the end of the month instead of 1,000, and then I don't lose any money. I don't lose money, I just have to, like, pay it earlier, and like pay it out of pocket now, and then recoup it later, right? Or if I paid 5 already, I pay the teenager 30, and he gives me back 30, you know, when I clear out the house, etc. Okay, so that's a fundamental machlokas. Is it that I don't mind losing money for a mitzvah, or I just don't mind laying out money for a mitzvah as long as I will be reimbursed? You know, how much do we say Jews really love mitzvahs? So the Achrona point out that this machlokas in our sugya affects the famous question, the Rishonim, from B'Metziach of Tesam Beis. What do we see in B'Metziach of Tesam Beis? If I lend you a Sefer Torah, you can't lend it to someone else. Or, for that matter, meaning, if I lend Noah Sefer Torah, he can't let Feivel learn from it. Or, for that matter, if I didn't lend anyone Sefer Torah, I just have one in my house, Feivel, or have one in my makom, in my shtender, Feivel can't come and learn from it. This is the mocker that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Or Chaim Siman Yudalid, that you cannot borrow someone's Sefer to learn from it. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, so nowadays everyone takes everyone's siddurim and chumashim and uses them. It's against the halacha. Okay, maybe we'll get to that. But
why is the Mishnah Berurah using local minhag to justify what the halacha is?
He's not. He just says sarchia. He's there. He says below matzasi hetulas. Mishnah Berurah is neman to his derech and tzad. Anyway, halacha lemaisa. Our chaim, check it out. So in your dalad or chaim says you can't borrow someone else's sefer to learn from. Why? Because this Gemara in Bamitzia. What's the problem? What's the chash? The chash is very clear if you look in the Gemara there. Rashi, and it's clear from the Gemara. The chash is that Svarim could easily be damaged. Could very easily be damaged. Apparently, I think this is part of the answer to why nowadays we're not so machbid about this. I asked Rav Schechter once, like, what are we have to be machbid now? He said, no, nowadays it's different. Nowadays, our Svarim are much less likely to get damaged. You know, they're much stronger than the old Svarim, they're printed in factories, etc. Not to mention the fact that nowadays the Sefer does get damaged, you can just buy a new one tomorrow at the Svarim store. Not even the old days when Svarim were very rare and irreplaceable. Okay, but the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Of course you can't use someone's property without permission. Of course, ain't a shol rasha l'hashel, if I borrow your property, I can't lend it to someone else. That's the most partial thing in the world. Chiddush is even a Sefer Torah. You might have a mal de tema, you might have had a havmina nichalele in shadulas avid mitzvah mamone, that a person, he doesn't want to lose money, but for a mitzvah, he's willing to take a chance of a Sefer Torah getting ripped. Kamashmala not. So here, there's the famous theory that the Rishonim asked. How come in Pesachim, it's a maskana? Nichalele in shadulas avid mitzvah mamone. But Mitzia, it's a rejected Havmina. You might have thought it's Nichlus Hav Mitzvah Moni, but really, of course not. Really, no one wants to lose money for a mitzvah. How come in Pesachim, everyone wants to lose money for a mitzvah? But in Bab Mitzia, no one wants to lose money for a mitzvah. Good question. So, the Achronim point out that, according to this Ramban, it's not a question in the first place. According to this Ramban, it's not a question in the first place. Our Gemara just says, Nicha, for you to lay out money now, and then you'll for sure get it back later for a mitzvah. But in Bar Mitzvah, maybe you'll actually lose your money. Ah, oh, but a shoel is chayav and everything. I don't know. First of all, I don't know if it's chayav meis machos lacha. Is this owns the meis machos lacha? And also, who said you're going to get the money back from him? In this case, the way the Ramban says it, at least it remained a double. We don't have the Ramban. I'm for sure getting my money back. Why? Because I'm just going to pay five on line 70 instead of 1,000. Like, the money is already as good as in my pocket. I just have to lay it out now instead of later. Right? In that case, you know, who says I'm going to be able to get them? Who says the person has the money? It's very expensive, etc. So I think according to the Ramban, it's not a kasha in the first place. We never said that a Stam Jew is willing to lose money to do a mitzvah. Now, wait a minute. Obviously, a Stam Jew is willing to lose money to do a mitzvah that he's chayiv to do. Right? A Stam Jew will buy a mezuzah for his house, and a Stam Jew will do his own bedikas chametz, etc. I mean here for a mitzvah that he wasn't supposed to do, right? That someone else decided to throw on him, right? Like bedikas chametz here, where you should have done the bedikas chametz, or Sefer Torah, where you give your own Torah. Is a Stam Jew willing to lose money for a mitzvah that he wasn't chayiv to do? No, our Gemara just means he's willing to lay out the money temporarily if he's 100% sure he'll get it back. So according to Ramban, l'chora, that's not a question in the first place. Here, I can't promise anything, but I would bet that perhaps this question is also what inspired the Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach on the bottom of the Rambam says a big chiddush. Right? I don't know if this is what inspired him or not, but we have the Rashi's question. How do we say Nichol Eleven Nishmamon Mitzvah Mamone? The guy is shrying. It's not Nicha for me. He's shrying Mekachos. So Rashi says he's a liar. Most people say he's a liar, right? Says Rabbeinu Manoach. No, says Rabbeinu Manoach. Our whole Gemara is not meant to be taken literally. Our Gemara doesn't mean Nichol Leimish Lekiyumei Mitzvah Mamone. Right? Remember the Kantian distinction between the is and the ought. Our Gemara doesn't mean nichalei leinish l'kumei mitzvah amone. Our Gemara means it should be nichalei leinish l'kumei mitzvah amone. What does our Gemara mean? Our Gemara means that really the guy's telling the truth. He doesn't want to spend his money on a mitzvah. He doesn't want to lose money for a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are not so valuable to him. He's cheap about mitzvahs. But he said it's a bizayon. Okay, I'm adding the word bizayon. He says, Shlo yagilu lifrak me'aleam ol mitzvos. But think about, what does the guy say? Tanach, a guy comes and says, I rented a luxury apartment for Pesach, and it turned out there were no toilets. Oh yeah, that's a tanach. I rented a luxury apartment, it turned out there were no windows. No tanach. I rented a luxury apartment, this guy, and it turned out, now I have to do an extra mitzvah that I wasn't supposed to do. I got ripped off. That's not a Jewish way of talking. That's not how a Ben Torah talks. Right? It's like, what do you mean? Mitzvahs are like a terrible thing? Mitzvahs are a ripoff? Mitzvahs like a tzara? Like, oh, this terrible thing happened to me, a mitzvah, that I didn't really have to do and now I have to do. A mitzvah that I shouldn't have had to do. You put an extra mitzvah on me that I don't deserve to have on me. I got an extra burden. Says that is, you know, that's not the way a Jew should think. Maybe he honestly thinks that way. But he shouldn't think that way. A Jew should rejoice about mitzvahs. A Jew should be eager to do mitzvahs. He shouldn't view mitzvahs as a burden and a terrible thing that was that the guy ripped him off and stuck a mitzvah on him, gave him a hot potato of a mitzvah. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Manoach, lo menedinuzeh, it's just a knas. Really? Lo nichalei lemei mitzvah mamone. But this guy, who's wrote a lasser mishki rosu l'torch mitzvah zo, is holei p'shurus libo l'achni libo aral hitiru chachai hitiru l'avcham l'avlivdo v'il mokish abotim b'schar. You have to maybe add a little to this. This guy is really being chutzpahnik and mevaza the mitzvos. Therefore, Chazal say, no, you should be happy to do mitzvos. That has nothing to do with Bav Metzia. Bav Metzia is not a guy came and says, I'm against mitzvos. Bav Metzia, the guy's just sitting there. He's not saying anything. Some other guy wants to use his stuff without permission. Why do we need a knas in this case? No one did anything wrong. I sat here and I don't even know who's near my Sefer Torah. I'm not doing anything wrong. If I'm not doing anything wrong, then we don't need a knas. Then we go by the truth. The truth is I'm cheap and I don't want to lose money. Over here, the guy's doing something wrong by talking chutzpah against the mitzvos. Therefore, they put a knas on him. But it's lomad, it's only a knas. And you know what? Knas about Metzia. You don't put a knas on someone who's passive and has no idea what's going on, and we're just trying to make umdanas about him. That's not worthy of a knas. The emes, we use the emes, but you don't put a knas on someone who's doing nothing, we're just wondering what he might think. You put a knas on someone who comes up to Bezin and says, I'm suing you because you rip off artists, you put a mitzvah on me. He's really right, Alpidin. If he's not a Ben Torah, but he should have been a Ben Torah. And therefore, since he should have been a Ben Torah, we put a knas on him according to him. That also answers the question. Basically, what the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Manoach have in common is that they don't really think our Gemara means that it's nichle le'inish to lose money for a mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Manoach says it's not nicha for him, but we put a knas in this case. And the Ramban says it's not nicha to lose money, it's only nicha to lay out the money a week in advance. I would have had to pay you the money at the end of Pesach, now I'm spending at the beginning of Pesach. But it's the same amount of money. And what's the big deal that I have to spend 30 shekel a week now and not give it to you and take it off from giving you a week later? Right? And therefore, there's no cost for relevancy in the first place. But where I might mamish have significant damage done to me, to my valuable sefer, then of course, lo nichle le'inish la mitzvah b'mamone. Okay, there are many other answers. Maybe we'll have to pick up next time on Thursday, Birtz Hashem, which is chazer, and we'll briefly chazer some of the other answers to this question. And you know what that means for us, and then we'll get properly into the sugya of Bitul Chametz. Bitul Chametz is a very big sugya, because in order to understand the sugya of Bitul Chametz, you also need to understand really the sugya of Tashbisa, which is the next sugya, but on a deep lumdish level. So I'll send out more makor Samir Tzashem about, you know, the when I put Bitul Chametz, see Rashi and Tosfos, the Ramban. And the Rambam, that was just meant to be the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot to properly understand Bitul Chametz, even on a very basic level. We need a lot more than that. So Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll spend 10 minutes finishing up this Inyan, and then we'll really sink our teeth into the lumdus of Bitul Chametz, which will also require us to sink our teeth into the lumdus of the mitzvah of Tashbisus or Mibateichem. So Mirtz Hashem, see you Thursday. Anyone has questions, please feel free to ask. No.
Is he biased? Is it possible that Or HaChaim goes upon Kosh HaMishpat, that something that would be desirous in the spiritual realm can have ramifications in the Kosh HaMishpat, which Umar says, well, it's not clear, because this case specifically isn't that kind of tough. Although we don't really know from the Kosh HaMishpat whether or not something in the Or HaChaim realm can have an impact on Kosh HaMishpat.
No, I think it's pashut that it can if it's not a question of nichole. Like, let's just take another example. Let's say, I mean, the most obvious question, example in the world. Let's say I bought fruit for you for Pesach, turned out to be chametz neh. Yeah, what would it be? That's an ekach tavos, right? Even though it's only an Or HaChaim.
Would it be though?
Yeah, pashut. Pashut. Yeah. It's not that the business world doesn't recognize Judaism.
Isn't Rekha Tov Davka about a person's daf? It's not about, we don't